is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app, NUSSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#. Available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Lift Zambia project to boost access to resources. Catholic member opposes planned church protests. In international headlines, 50 children escape after mass school abduction. And in sports, Partizan Dakar ends gold drought as Leicester defeats Stoke City 2-1. And now the news in detail. The government says the Lift Zambia project will leave a lasting impact on the people of Mumbwa District in Central Province with regards to access to financial resources. Mumbwa District DMMU Coordinator Prudence Mwemba, Precedence Mwemba, who represented the district commissioner, says there are many benefits to be gained from the initiative, including learning opportunities and the involvement of government officials to enhance existing knowledge. She noted that the project will support farmers with imports such as seed and irrigation systems, particularly in areas like Nakasaka, which face water challenges. Mwemba urged participants to share what they learn with others in their communities, emphasizing that knowledge should not be kept to oneself but passed on to those who could not attend.
And in the long term, the NGO is coming with giving seed to farmers. They'll bring irrigation, the water system. We have a lot of problems when it comes to water. Aye, tumangala simabogos munomu area silibi. But itapeza ba NGO, ameva bwela bakumbu katia, ite ni kucha ni kuna kasaka, it's a plus. Aye, it means we are lucky, it means we are blessed, and we have to appreciate them. So what we urge you, what the DC is urging, what the DC's office is urging these people is, let us be constant. Whatever we learn, let's go out there and teach our fellow people who didn't.
Meanwhile, Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, Lift Zambia project lead engineer Gabriel Mukuka says the project is currently being implemented in Lwapula and Central Provinces, specifically in Milenge, Chifunawulu and Mumbwa districts, with plans to expand to Lavushimanda and Mpika next year.
But again, the Kumukumkatinakambati, the NGO, the ministers are my provinces, Yari 8, Parimanjai. Most of my provinces, Yari 8, Nemotsenzera, the Center for Environment Justice. But the project, Yalist Zambia project, he says that I my provinces, Yangati, Yabi, in my provinces, Yabi, the Murit Zambia project. And then the Murit Zambia project, Sirikurapura, now. Central Province, eh? Kukwapula na Central Province. So kukwapula, senzera kumirenge na kuchifunavuli. But kuna Central Province manji, ndeko chenzera, munu mumu mbwai.
Chawama United Party for National Development, UPND, aspiring member of parliament, has urged journalists to diversify their sources of income and avoid dependency on the salary. Speaking during a business talk engagement with journalist Morgan Munda, says it is important for media personnel to start small side businesses that will contribute to their income. Mr. Munda has further urged media personnel to embrace savings and open savings accounts at their various banks and avoid saving money through unsustainable means such as Shilimba and village banking. He has urged journalists to avoid bad vices such as alcohol and drug abuse, plus avoid having multiple sexual partners if they want to grow their wealth. The Luapula Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited has announced that the persistent water supply challenges affecting residents of Kaole, Senama and surrounding communities in Mansa District will soon be resolved. According to the utility company, the disruption was caused by three main factors: low water levels at the Mansa abstraction point, intermittent power supply from ZESCO, and a technical fault affecting the company's pumps. While the onset of rains has improved water availability, the power and pumping challenges are still being addressed. The utility has revealed that it is procuring a new high-lift pump set dedicated to supplying water to the affected areas, and the company expects greater stability in water supply within a week once the new equipment is installed. Managing Director Mukela Simbua reassured the public that the company is doing everything possible to normalize water services. Now, the Road Development Agency, RDS, says it has recorded significant progress in the road sector this year. Speaking during a media engagement in Lusaka, RDA Board Chairperson Eugene Hazele outlined several projects being undertaken through the public-private partnership PPP model. Among the highlighted projects are the Lusaka and Ndola dual carriageway, which is now 60% complete, the Luansha Fisenge Road under operation and maintenance, which has been contributing to congestion, as well as the Ndola Sakanya Mufulira Road, currently at 17% complete, along with a toll plaza. Mr. Hazele acknowledged that some sections of the road network remain in poor condition, adding that it is difficult to believe citizens still rely on the roads.
I have been there recently, and it is hard to believe that actually the people that use that road every day are out of here. The road is in such bad state. I don't know really how they are managing to get admission to the hospital, how they are managing to get Mufulira. For us at RDA, we look at that project as one of our flagship projects, and we are very proud to announce that it is well on schedule, and the people of Ndola will very soon enjoy good accessibility. Then on the Mwenda Kasomeno Road project, this is for those who are not very familiar. Mwenda Kasomeno, this project starts from DRC, crosses Wafula River, into Wafula Province to Mwenda. It includes a very fancy suspension bridge at Wafula River, as well as other communities and associated developments. The progress here is that the works have started.
Mr. Hazele also outlined projects being financed directly by the Treasury, including the Chapata Chadiza Road, valued at 1.5 billion kwacha, the Samfi Road at 1 billion kwacha, the Chiengi Road at 1.9 billion kwacha, and the recently launched Chikankata project costing 369 million kwacha. Additionally, Mr. Hazele has revealed that the agency is working with the Zambia National Service ZNS to construct acro bridges across the country.
The first one, this category is Monte Nico Road. This is an upgrade of 71 kilometers of road from Monte to Nico to the Chinese standard in Southern Province. The work commenced in 2023, and the overall progress is at 80%. These works include construction of a bridge at Wengwa. In terms of subcontracting, we have utilized 20 subcontractors and over 500 local people have been employed on the project. Chipata Chadiza Road, this one is a project involving upgrading the human standards of 65 kilometers of Chipata to Chadiza Road.